Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Production agriculture is the cornerstone of the ag bioscience economy. If we didn't have production agriculture, we wouldn't have an ag bioscience economy.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, a special edition of Ag Bioscience as we look back on January 2025. I'm here with Kayla Chittister. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, Mitch. I think the last time we did this, we were looking back on 2024, and now we get to look ahead at 2025.
2025 is here. We have a new president, new vice president, a new governor, new lieutenant governor, a new secretary of ag. We have a new Congress. We have a farm bill that's allegedly making its way through the machinery. There is a lot happening in ag bioscience in January 2025. The one piece, and we're going to count on the three biggest stories, Kayla, that you and I have looked back on, the things that are shaping this ag bioscience economy. The first is one that I feel really good about heading into a new year, right? There's been so much doom and gloom around cost of production and just really tough global market, a turbulent market. USDA bringing some great news to market. Now, seemingly this headline doesn't seem great, but USDA with new data in January revealed that inflation-adjusted net cash farm income is forecast to decrease by $5.7 billion from 23 to 24, down 3.5%. Now, that doesn't sound like great news. Down 3.5%.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Negative $5.7 billion. But here's the piece that is, I think, the silver lining. It still shows, as USDA went back and snapped a chalk line over the last two decades, what they found was is the projected net cash farm income is above the average over that two-decade period, which I think does give us a sense of optimism heading into the year ahead.
And we had a chance because we've recorded a few episodes that will be coming up here shortly on Ag Bioscience to talk with some really smart folks about
For sure.
this sentiment. And there's some optimism ahead.
There's some optimism ahead. We talked with Natasha Cox from Farm Credit Mid-America. We've talked with Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Michigan Ag Today. But I think when you begin to unpack some of this data, what we've looked at, a couple data points that are just seared into my mind is you look at the current price of corn, the current price of beans, and not that the whole world revolves around corn and beans, but they're a pretty good proxy for what's happening across the ag bioscience economy. And cost of production, again, averages are average, so this isn't going to be true for everyone. But the Directions Group came out with some data last year that showed that the cost of the average cost of production of corn, the average cost of production of beans, add in the current market price, and well, the cost has been below the cost of production, meaning that farmers were losing money. And it looks like that chasm, at least here in the last week of January 2025, is beginning to collapse, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've talked about it a lot on this podcast. You know, these turbulent times, this global market that we've existed in, this austerity that you like to talk about, creates conditions for opportunities specifically for innovators, which is largely where Agrinova's focus is, right? And we've seen some of that opportunity really surface to market, particularly here to kick off 2025.
We have this the second big story in my mind from January 2025 in our collective mind is Tracy Wiedmeyer, the team at GRIP, Indiana-based ag tech company using QR codes in cloud data to be able to enable equipment operators to move a little bit more efficiently, bringing home a giant W from the American Farm Bureau Innovation Challenge, $100,000.
It's huge market validation for Tracy because ultimately these innovations have to be used by the farmer. They have to serve purpose for the farmer. And what greater validation than from American Farm Bureau?
Absolutely.
And he got that gigantic win in their innovation challenge. They've been doing that for 11 years. And so a great win for Tracy. Congratulations to their team.
Tracy, we're proud of you. Thanks for bringing a company like GRIP to market and doing it here in Indiana.
Can we also hold serve on this? That is a producer-led innovation challenge winner, which also means that the talking point stays true. We've sunsetted producer-led innovation challenge. It's now part of the bigger Velocity program here at Agrinovis. But every producer-led innovation challenge winner has either gone on to be acquired or receive follow-on funding.
It is amazing. And I think what is so powerful, we often talk there are only two things that startups need are customers and capital. We started out with this, there's reasons for optimism in ag, and you highlight a company like what Tracy's building at Grip. It all centers on ag. You know, we talk about the ag bioscience economy being food and animal health and plant science and ag tech and agriculture. Production agriculture is the cornerstone of the ag bioscience economy. If we didn't have production agriculture, we wouldn't have an ag bioscience economy. And to see people, to see innovators like our friend Tracy and the team at Grip bringing home a giant win because they're solving a real problem for farmers. He understood customers. He's bringing a solution to market for customers, and capital is following him. I'm so, so proud of Tracy and what he's doing.
We'll link Tracy's episode of Ag Bioscience in the show notes because we spoke with him in December. Great, great episode, just talking about his belief in ag tech.
It's a good reminder too. I'm so glad you talked about Tracy winning the producer-led innovation challenge not that long ago. We just launched Velocity. Now, this isn't a story. This is just context because I think it's important. We just launched Velocity, a six-month accelerator program led by Agrinovis, really bringing those two halves of the whole together, customers and capital. We're driving innovation, inspiring and enabling innovation around food as health, bio-innovation, and farmer-led innovation with the support of a bunch of great people, friends at Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, Elevance Health, Beck's Hybrids, Ag Alumni Seed, and then this deep connection into the ag bioscience economy. These companies, these organizations, these entrepreneurs, we have 42, 43 teams, I think, that registered for this, all competing for ultimately an aggregate prize purse of $75,000. It's going to be awesome to see what happens here over the next 6 months as these companies, these innovators bring their ideas to action.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we really look forward to it. Just talking with them a little bit more about their entrepreneurial journey, you know, the producer-led innovation challenge and the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge, those runways have always been so short. And therefore, we have not always had the chance to talk with these innovators about their stories and how they have come to develop the solutions that they've developed. And the winning stories are always great. And we love sharing those. But there's so many other great things that happen behind the scenes on these challenges. And 6 months is a lot of time to be able to really share what's happening in this program. And I'm really, as a storyteller, looking forward to getting to do that.
It is going to be amazing. You can always find more at agrinovisindiana.com/velocity. Find all the news and information about Velocity there. So we've hit, there's reason for optimism. Big story number one from January 2025. We've highlighted Tracy and the team at Grip in story number two. And the third big story, our third of three big stories for January 2025 in the ag bioscience economy, is Scott Prince and the team at Croft. I love this story. This is a story coming out of our friends at Purdue, Dial Ventures. What Scott saw a window into was, boy, there's this labyrinth that exists between on-farm labor and the process to bring folks from outside of the country in to do farm labor. And Scott said, boy, this is a mess. There should be a technology that makes that simpler. He went to a bunch of different folks, worked with a bunch of different organizations. I think when we talked with him, he had five.
Yeah, he said five early adopters.
Five early adopter customers trying to sort their way through this immigration labyrinth for farm labor. Well, Scott and the team at Croft delivered a giant milestone as they made their way here into 2025. You've got the data in front of you. What's he sharing?
For context, we talked with Scott on the podcast, and I'll link this episode in the show notes as well. I think it was late 2023.
I bet.
Was the last time that we talked with him on the podcast, and he had five early adopters. He said they have over 2,000 customers now in 45 states.
Good.
So, I mean, you want to talk about velocity in every sense of the word. Croft has grown significantly in just a year's time. And so 45 states. over 2,000 customers.
Fantastic. Scott, buddy, we're proud of you. Thanks for building the company here. Thanks for growing the company here. And thanks for solving a real problem. Real challenge that exists as we look to get food on the plate. You know, we so often talk, this is the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. And to make that economy work means we have to have people. And those people have to go from everywhere, from on farm to all the way to the dinner plate. All of those people count. All of them are doing critical, really important work. And Scott is making it possible to attract and to make it really simple for companies and for people to be able to work here in the ag bioscience economy.
Hear, hear.
Well, that's it. January 2025 is nearly behind us. Just a couple more hours left in the month. Kayla, it has been a big month, and we still have 11 more to knock out some really big goals for the year ahead.
It's going to be fun. January is one of those months where it feels like it crawls, and then you look at the calendar and you're like, ooh, January's over.
It's behind us. It has been fun to build January with you. It's going to be great to build the next chapter of this ag bioscience economy together. And on behalf of the entire Agronomist team, I'm Mitch Frazier.
Saying thanks for listening. I'm Kayla Chittister.
There you go.
I think we all know now, right? I am. I'm Kayla Chittister.
You are Kayla Chittister.
Saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agronovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agronovusindiana.com.